Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a lot of wines that are made in Italy that I think are perfect for cold weather drinking. And you don't have to go any further than Tuscany to find a whole bunch. And the variations on Sangiovese is pretty amazing. There's a lot of variation there. It's a lot of fun.
I love Tuscany and the wines. Yeah, it's interesting because Tuscan wines are really experiencing a significant renaissance right now.
Oh, yes.
Definitely a lot of emerging interest. Here's a name you're going to want to remember. I was unfamiliar with this producer until recently, and this stuff is really good. It's Strozzi, Strozzi. I tried three. I tried something called the Morolino di Scanzano, which is a DOCG-rated blend of 90% Sangiovese and 10% Siligiello, which is a local grape that I've never heard of before.
No,
probably
that happens a lot in Italy.
Anyway, this is a 2012. Liked this one quite a bit. It's sort of deep, earthy with cherry aromas. But what I liked about this, among other things, was it has that note of dried fruit that you find with so many nice Italian reds. Anyway, I thought that one was quite good. There's a Bulgari, which sells for about $30, which is pretty good
value
a Bulgari. This is going to be sort of your super Tuscan, 40% Cabernet, 40% Merlot, 20% Syrah, sort of an interesting blend.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to, just what you think of when you say super Tuscan. Big, round, fruit-forward, nice sort of meaty wine, dark cherry flavors, notes of currant, cassis, and dark chocolate. So there's a lot going on there. However, the one that stole the show for me was the 2014 Strozzi Chianti Colisanese, which is a Chianti designation we don't normally hear a lot about. This is a DOCG Dynamite, $20. Again, medium and full-bodied, silky tannin, good acidity, and you get a little bit of that dried fruit again. And for $20, I thought this stuff was a steal.
Yeah, there's about five or six different subdivisions in Chianti. And
yep.
Colisanese, which means the Senese Hills,
right,
is, I think, one of the very best.
I
tried a couple that I like very much. Illuminati, which is a name that I'm becoming familiar with, has a Ripparoso Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. And I thought this was an interesting wine. It was ideal for cafe drinking, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Lean, a little bit tannic, but very, very clear fruit flavors, and it just cried out to have a plate of prosciutto and gherkins or something like that. Really, really nice wine.
I'll do the prosciutto. You can pass on the gherkins.
And one of the other Chiantis that are out there is Chianti Rufina, and this is from Grignano, and I like this one a lot. It's so amazing how Italian wines seem to be made so specifically for the cuisine. And this wine, I felt, was just perfect for tomato sauce. It was just a marriage made in heaven. By itself, it's, you know, not that compelling a wine. I did have it with a tomato and pasta dish.
Oh, well, there you
Perfecto.
Have it.
Perfecto. I mean, it was really, really nice. So that's Grignano's Chianti Caffiti and Illuminati's Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. They're all well worth looking out for. And something that our listeners may be looking out for is the Maryland Winter Wine Festival that's going to be down at the B&O on January 26th. And you had a chance to go last
year. Yeah, I did it last year. It's a great show. You get a chance to try the best of the best of Maryland wines.
And see how far the Maryland wine industry has come. If you're not familiar with it, man, we have made some real progress. This is a perfect chance to go out and try those wines. Go to the MarylandWine.com website and look under festivals. They'll tell you all about it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.